Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashford. Sebastian Roblin for 1945, giving us a detailed understanding of events that have taken place over this last month. These are the early days of the conflict. The Russians launching armor, mechanized Spetsnaz group was with it, paratroopers in a spearhead to cross three rivers and reach Odessa to link up with what we can suppose was meant to be a landing from the sea, closing on the large city of Odessa, certainly a major achievement. However, we come to the bridgehead at Mykolaiv, where the Russians are stopped with a ferocious counter with Ustingers and Sukhoi 25s flown by the Ukrainian Air Force and grittiness of the Territorial Defense Forces. That's the volunteers. That's the militia. That's the National Guard. We now come to March 7th. And this, Sebastian, is a sophisticated multiple-level attack. First, the commando raid. What is their target on March 7th?
So, at Kherson is not only a convenient bridgehead, but it does have an airport on its western outskirts where the Russians had moved forward their attack helicopters. And that's pretty useful in theory because helicopters are relatively short-ranged aircraft. Having them closer means they're more readily usable. But it did mean that those helicopters were kind of within striking distance of maybe an infiltrating raid at night or also of Ukrainian artillery. And so their first attempt that takes place, I think, on March 7th, they did a night raid on which what exactly happened isn't entirely clear. They claimed 30 helicopters destroyed. I think that the evidence that we could find using satellite images afterwards suggested a much smaller level of destruction. So for a while, it seemed like maybe they had inflicted some losses, but it was manageable. And then, though, on March 15th, a very powerful Ukrainian strike plasters the airfield and destroys. We could see under the pall of smoke, so much of it was obscured in the satellite image. We could see at least 7 helicopters damaged or destroyed, and the whole runway cratered. I think I read that it was an airstrike, but it also may have involved. There was also definitely artillery fire at the airport using multiple rocket launchers assisted by a drone to spot where the shots were landing. If it was an airstrike, I wonder if the Ukrainians used a supersonic bomber they have called the Su-24 Fencer that might have a better chance of darting in and out of the air defenses of the Russians. But the end result is the airport is devastated by the middle of March, and eventually the Russians just withdraw all their aircraft. They realize that it's too exposed to the Ukrainian fire. Furthermore, there's a claim that a Russian general, the commander of the 8th Army, which is a very, very high-ranking general, that was killed at the airbase. It's not very clear exactly when or how, but it might have been in one of those strikes or artillery barrages targeting the airfield.
Do I say correctly, just looking at the map then, the Ukrainians launch attacks behind the front at Kherson, at the airport, therefore making the Russian troops that are advanced towards Mykolaiv extremely exposed? They've lost their adequate fuel out of Crimea, and now they've lost their air wing, their rotary air wing at the Kherson airport. And that would set up the conditions for the Ukrainians to launch a counterattack with what you report is their 20th Mechanized Division. Is that a brigade?
The 28th Brigade was part of the Ukrainian counterattack. And there's a Russian division called the 20th Division, which actually is from the vantage of Kherson, launches an attack northwards towards another Ukrainian city. So, but the Ukrainian counterattack comes around March 15th through 18th with the 28th Mechanized Brigade. And they managed to roll back the Russian position to 15 miles of Kherson. And it's at that point where the Russians also kind of decide, oh, we need to pull back the troops that were trying to flank around Mykolaiv's defenses.
As of the 18th, 19th, and 20th, Mykolaiv is no longer under Russian occupation. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's right. Now the Russians are more on the defense on that front. On the other hand, there is another probe emanating from Kherson that went north to try to capture the city of Kryvyi Rih. I'm probably mispronouncing it a bit. And they make a little progress, but I don't think it is a strong enough probe to capture the city. If they did capture it, it would be very bad. But I think the Ukrainians are pretty confident that it's, for the time being, it's not a powerful enough force. And that force is still there at 15, 20 miles south of Kryvyi Rih.
As of the 20th, which is a week past, we're looking at Mykolaiv being secure, Odessa no longer threatened, but that will all change if and when the Russians reinforce from the east, where they've devoted their attentions to encircling several cities at the same time and breaking down the resistance. However, I call upon Sebastian because he's read Soviet, now Russian, military teachings. What temporary conclusions he draws from this failure of the Russians to take Mykolaiv. The second war, Sebastian, I'll contribute, the understanding was that the Russians fought with flesh, not steel, which is the opposite of how the U.S. and its allies fight, with steel, not flesh. Has that changed, or are the Russians still sacrificing troops in order to take a position?
This is an interesting question, because before the war, the perception had been from like U.S. Army studies of their conduct in the war in Ukraine in 2014 and 2015 and in Syria was that they had actually changed their approach, that they were now going to try to fight from a longer distance using drones to spot the targets and artillery to do most of the killing of enemy forces. And then the tanks and troops would only come in once most of the destruction was achieved. Now, that hasn't been how they've conducted this war. And so part of it is the impression that the forces that did that early in the last decade, they were just a small subset of the Russian force that could use those tactics. It seems like they are in this war, they've pushed their forces very crudely forward without adequate reconnaissance and adequate screens of infantry to protect their armored vehicles from being ambushed. And it's resulted in very heavy losses. So it's tended to, this conflict so far has tended to reinforce the stereotypes of the Russian military not doing a good job of protecting the lives of its own soldiers and being a bit reckless or headlong in pushing them into danger.
Sebastian Roblin, writing for 1945. This is Fog of War. Few details early on in the conflict, but Odessa remains at risk. All of Ukraine, of course, is under attack. I'm John Batch.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.